Kate Archer Kent. In this week's edition of Wisconsin Weekend, celebrating live music is a favorite pastime for many Wisconsinites, and with the official start of summer just around the corner, we'll have plenty of opportunities to do so. Our guest tells us why Wisconsin is such a hub for music festivals and gives us a taste of what to expect this season. What's your favorite music festival in Wisconsin? Why is that? And which ones do you plan to visit this summer? What's the right way to do summer music festivals in Wisconsin? Do you make a weekend out of it? Are you going to Summerfest, Los Dells, Country Thunder, Rockfest? What headliners are you excited to see? Share your stories with us at 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org is the email address, or tweet us at WPR Mornings. My guest is Justin Barney, music director at 88.9 Radio in Milwaukee, which regularly features musicians from Milwaukee and across Wisconsin. He is the writer and producer of 5 songs we can't stop listening to. Justin, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
So why do you say that Wisconsin is a hub for music festivals? What is it about Wisconsin that makes it so?
You know, I think that when we in Wisconsin kind of like think of Wisconsin, or a lot of people outside of Wisconsin don't really think of us as being a hub for live music, especially festivals. When you think of festivals, you kind of think of like Bonnaroo or Coachella, but Wisconsin has some of the biggest music festivals in the entire country that happen every year. We have Summerfest, which for a long time claimed to be the world's largest music festival. It didn't claim to be. It was the world's largest music festival. And that happens every year. It's been happening for the past 50 years. And we also have Los Dells. And Los Dells, this will be the third year, is the largest Latin arts music festival in the country. We also have Rock USA, which is the biggest rock festival in the country. We have Mile of Music, which is one of the biggest local festivals in the country. So we have major music festivals that happen every single year in Wisconsin that are the biggest of their genre in the country. And they're not only the biggest, they are a diverse lineup of festivals here in Wisconsin. It's incredible.
You mentioned Summerfest in Milwaukee, which happens this year, June 26th to the 30th and July 2nd to the 7th. What is it that makes Summerfest unique?
Summerfest is totally unique in a million different ways. It's been going on for 50 years. Summerfest, as far as I know, is the only festival in the country that was started by the government. So in the 60s, it was started by the Mayor Meyer here in Milwaukee, and he went to Germany and he saw this festival and he said, hey, we could have that in Milwaukee. And so it is a thing that was started in Milwaukee by the government as a government idea. And so it's different from a lot of music festivals. A lot of like your Coachellas and Bonnaroos and kind of like Lollapaloozas, they follow kind of like the hits and trends of the day, and they are all kind of like focused on the big hit makers of the day. Whereas Summerfest, from the jump, was out to be inclusive of all genres and all the people that live in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. It's not a destination festival necessarily. And so there are 500 bands at Summerfest, which makes it completely unique because most festivals just happen on like a weekend and they have a couple of huge headliners. They usually have like one big headliner every day. And Summerfest has 10 big headliners every day. And they have, if you are out for like any kind of genre, if you are in for country, Summerfest has 5 of the best country artists in the world. If you are looking for indie rock, Summerfest will have 5 of the best indie rock headliners in the world. If you're looking for EDM, if you are looking for like kind of throwback artists or lineup, they've got it all. Summerfest goes almost 2 weeks, which is unlike any other festival. It has 500 artists of every single kind of genre. The tickets are cheap. It is unlike any kind of music festival in existence.
One of the artists playing this year is Bon Iver, and they have a new song out called Hey Ma. Let's hear a little bit of that.
Full time you talk your money up while it's living in a coal mine. Full time to call your mind.
Justin, remind us why Bon Iver and lead singer Justin Vernon are such a big deal in Wisconsin.
Well, Justin Vernon, a.k.a. Bon Iver, he released his album For Emma Forever Go like 11 years ago, and it was huge. And he won a Grammy for Best New Artist, and he has become one of the biggest artists in the world. And he is from Eau Claire, and he stays in Eau Claire and has stayed in Eau Claire and has made it a point to bring people to Eau Claire. And he really like reps Wisconsin super hard. I mean, Justin Vernon, he not only created For Emma Forever Go, which is this amazing album, he created the archetype of a man going into the woods and recording the perfect album, which was that album. And that's kind of like an idea that has existed and pervaded since he made that album. So he is like this huge figure in indie rock, and he's from Wisconsin. He's like Wisconsin's native son, which is just like such a gift that it's such a great thing for us to have as a state. And he really loves Wisconsin. In the past 3 years, he has put on Eau Claire Music Festival in Eau Claire, which has been I mean, one of my favorite festivals to go to, because I'm kind of in the world of indie rock here at 88.9, and they had all artists that we play. They had Chance the Rapper, they had Paul Simon, they had Lizzo, all these huge artists. And then last year, they really stepped out on a limb, and they didn't release the lineup until the gates opened. So they had thousands of people coming from around the country, around the world, to Eau Claire Festival in Eau Claire, and then they didn't announce the lineup. And then when they did announce the lineup, it kind of like wasn't quite what it had been in the previous years. And there was a bit of pushback. I mean, I personally loved it, but there was some pushback. And so Eau Claire is not happening this year, which I am sad to report. But Bon Iver is coming to Milwaukee, and he's playing at Summerfest on June 29th. And we are happy to have him in Milwaukee.
Quickly, tell us what some of the other artists are at Summerfest this year you think people will be excited to see.
Oh, my God. Some of the headliners at Summerfest. Jason Aldean for country fans. There's Thomas Rhett, Zach Brown Band for country fans as well. Lionel Richie, Jennifer Lopez, Megadeth, The Killers, Billie Eilish, Lil Wayne, Snoop Dogg, and Schoolboy Q. Those are just some of the big headliners. And then there are about 490 other acts to see as well, from local to international.
We're talking about music festivals in Wisconsin on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. Justin Barney, music director at 88.9 Radio in Milwaukee, which regularly features musicians from Milwaukee and all across Wisconsin. And we're wondering what your favorite music festival is. If you've got one that maybe you go every year, are you a regular at Summerfest? Do you attend one of the many other music festivals like Country Fest and so forth around Wisconsin? What is it you enjoy about them? How do you enjoy them? Do you make a whole weekend out of it? Or are you just there for a day trip? Let us know. Share your music festival story, all the great times you've had, and maybe some of the artists you've seen that you thought, man, this is really cool. 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Give us a call and share your music festival story with us. Send us an email, ideas@wpr.org. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Our conversation with Justin Barney will continue in just a moment. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network.
I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and run. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive.
It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. That's Toby Keith we're hearing in the background. He's going to be playing at one of Wisconsin's three big country music festivals, Country Jam in Eau Claire, In this week's edition of Wisconsin Weekend, celebrating live music, a favorite pastime for many of us here in the Badger State, and with the official start of summer just around the corner, we're going to have lots of chances to do just that. We're talking about music festivals in Wisconsin and wondering which festival or festivals you plan to attend this year. What is it that attracts you to music festivals? You go every year. Maybe you've never been to a music festival. Well, why not? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org. You can also tweet us at WPR Mornings. Justin Barney is the music director at 88.9 Radio in Milwaukee, which regularly features musicians from Milwaukee and across Wisconsin. Justin, Los Dells is another music festival that's coming up at the end of August. You alluded to this earlier. It's a huge Latin music festival. Before we get to it, though, let's hear a little bit from a band that played there last year, Los Tucanes de Tijuana.
Contaré la historia de una famosa persona. Todos la conocen con el apodo de Chona. Todos la conocen con el apodo de Chona. Su marido dice...
Justin, what is Los Dells all about?
Los Dells is the largest Latin music and arts festival in the United States. And it happens in the middle of Wisconsin, which when I heard, I was like, is that for real? It's happening in the middle of Wisconsin, the biggest Latin arts music festival in the U.S. It's true. And it's the first major Latin arts festival in the Midwest. And the lineup has not been announced, but last year they had it has the biggest names in Latin music. And also some of the biggest names in pop. Last year on the lineup, Cardi B was going to play Los Dells, and then she had to cancel because she was pregnant. But Bad Bunny played, Flo Rida. I mean, it's the biggest names in Latin music, which is kind of like the biggest rising genre of music to date, with reggaeton and marimbe, and all this pop music right now is being influenced by Latin music. And so we are blessed to have a music festival, no doubt the largest Latin festival in the country, to happen in the middle of the state of Wisconsin with Los Dells.
Dan in Fenimore called in to share that Life Fest is coming up. It's in Oshkosh, July 11th through the 14th. According to its website, it's the largest Christian music festival in the nation and features more than 100 acts on 7 different stages. So, Dan, thanks for calling in and sharing that one with us. Wisconsin also has one of the biggest rock festivals, Rockfest, happening in Cadott from July 18th to the 20th. Justin, who's at this festival?
Rockfest is for hard rock music fans, which, like all of these festivals, I love how specific they are and the crowds. So you got like Los Dells, which is one of the biggest Latin music festivals, and then Rock USA has Five Finger Death Punch. It has Rob Zombie, Marilyn Manson, kind of like all of those, the hard rock artists that you think of, and the biggest ones. They have Evanescence, Mastodon, Breaking Benjamin, all of these like real hard rock acts happen at Rock USA.
And Cadott has, actually, there are two different festivals in Cadott, the Rock Fest, and then don't they also have a country music thing this summer as well? Or am I thinking of someplace else?
No, they do. Wisconsin loves country music, and they have Country Fest as well, which is going to have Luke Bryan, Sugarland, Little Big Town. Some of the biggest names in country are also playing.
And Wisconsin has some other country music festivals. We mentioned Country Fest. Tell us about Country Thunder. That's another one coming up in Wisconsin.
Country Thunder is happening in Twin Lakes on July 18th through the 20th. I think that Wisconsin has some of the biggest country festivals because we just get so excited that summer happens. We get excited that summer is here, and there's no like better atmosphere to listen to country music than to be in a big field in Wisconsin, drinking a beer and listening to music. So we have some of the biggest ones. We have Country Jam USA that happens in Eau Claire, July 18th through 20th. And then the routing is really clever on these tours. So that's happening July 18th through 20th. And then As Not to Waste, the great talent that is coming through on Country Jam USA, a lot of those acts cycle through and then go to Twin Lakes, or they go between each other, because Country Thunder and Country Jam USA both happen on July 18th through the 20th at Eau Claire and in Twin Lakes. And they share some headliners, too. You know, Jake Owen is one of the biggest names in country music, and Jake Owen will be playing at both. At Country Thunder in Twin Lake, also Tim McGraw will be playing, and Luke Combs and some of the other big names in country.
For those trying to decide which of these, the country music festivals we just talked about, how would you differentiate the three of them in terms of the vibe, ticket price?
I think that for music festivals, the kind of like the biggest differentiator, I mean, a lot of the country music, even with them being, a lot of them have the same lineup. A lot of the differentiator is how close are they to you? You know, are they within driving distance? Do you have, like, what do you have to do to get there? And so I think for a lot of those, a lot of the country festivals, it is just, you know, whichever one is closest to you is the one that you're going to go to.
And we've also got the Summer Solstice Music Festival happening in Milwaukee, June 22nd. What can people look forward to here?
Yeah, Summer Solstice is one of the kind of like micro festivals that happen in Milwaukee. I mean, I've grown up in Milwaukee my whole life, and I love that, like the country festivals, we just get excited that summer is here, and we want to do as much as we can in this kind of really short window that we've got. And so we throw a bunch of festivals that happen on different streets throughout Milwaukee. Summer Solstice is one of the best of them, and it happens on June 22nd. And unlike the other festivals, unlike Los Dells, unlike Summerfest, unlike Rockfest and all the country festivals that have the biggest names in the world to draw attendees, a lot of the local festivals in Milwaukee are just buoyed on local music, and they only book local headliners. And for me, at a radio station in Milwaukee, 88.9 Radio Milwaukee, that plays Milwaukee music, that supports the scene, it's so heartening for me to see the entire city get excited that Lex Allen is on the bill. Lex Allen is headlining Summer Solstice. He's going to be with Be Free and Chicken Wire Empire, three artists that are totally different. And I love seeing the city just be excited that one of our local talents is headlining this festival.
Meanwhile, up in the Fox Valley in Appleton, we've got the Mile of Music. Justin, what is this and when is that happening?
Mile of Music is one of the coolest things that happens not only in Wisconsin, but across the country. Like, Mile of Music, I always think of it as South by Southwest in Wisconsin. Mile of Music is in Appleton on August 1st through the 4th. They have 900 shows over 70 venues. And a lot of the people that are playing Mile of Music, unlike those other festivals too, is like, I don't know most of the artists that are playing Mile of Music, and this is my job. It is my job to know artists, and I don't know most of them. So Mile of Music is pure musical discovery. It's so many local bands throughout Milwaukee, through Oshkosh, through the Appleton area, through the rest of Wisconsin, and little bands across the country that are trying to make it. And that whole festival, Mile of Music in Appleton, is just funded on people's pure discovery of music and wanting to support local music. So if you can, go to Mile of Music on August 1st through 4th in Appleton. There's 900 shows across 70 venues. It's like the entire music industry and musicians just descend upon Appleton. And it's just like such a fun atmosphere where there's so much going on. There's stuff left, right, and center. And you can see a band in just about any bar, any back alley, any crevice that is big enough to set up an amplifier and a guitar, someone is playing.
Well, if you're a sound engineer, you're making a lot of money in Wisconsin in the summertime, I think.
For sure, yeah.
With all of these things going on, I just, because I've done a little of that myself, I just think about how many million miles of cable are going to be strung and how many speakers are going to be hauled around. Justin, if you had to pick a favorite music festival in Wisconsin, and we're going to make you do just that live on the radio, which would it be and why? And I know that's like asking you which child is your favorite, but, you know, that's what we do here.
Well, I have a soft spot in my heart for Summerfest. I have been to Summerfest every year of my life I used to go when I was a kid. My parents would take me, and then I went to school in Madison, and I would come back every year for Summerfest. And now I live in Milwaukee again, and I go every year. So Summerfest is the kind of festival that you can go to when you're 1 year old. It's a festival you can go to when you're 15. You can go to when you're 23. You can go to when you're 60. You know, it's Summerfest is a festival for all ages. It's more than a festival. It's just a gathering place, and it's my favorite.
I'm waiting for someone to put on a Led Zeppelin festival in Wisconsin. Thanks.
Hope it'll happen.
Thanks a lot for joining us. We have links to all these festivals on our website, WPR.org, and you can go there and check it all out. Justin Barney, music director at 88.9 Radio in Milwaukee. Coming up, Wisconsin Weekend continues on the morning show. We look at music venues across the state. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. Our music-focused conversation continues on this edition of Wisconsin Weekend. We've talked about music festivals, but now we're going to shift our focus a bit and take a tour of where to see and hear music around Wisconsin, including a brand new venue in Wausau that we'll hear about in just a little while. What are your favorite places to go and see a show in your part of Wisconsin? Do you have a venue that you go to on a regular basis, and why do you love it? What's the best show you've seen recently? Where was it? How did the venue contribute to your experience? Share your story with us at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org, or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Allison Geyer is a writer at Isthmus. She covers food and music. Alice, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
A lot of new music venues in Madison. The most noticeable one is probably Sylvie. Tell us about that. What's the experience like? What kind of music can people see there?
The Sylvie has been so great. It's brought so many exciting acts to Madison. It's one of the biggest venues in town now. It's about 2,500 capacity. And it's owned by Frank Productions, who has booking experience and has really been bringing in a good mix of people. I saw Julian Baker, Lucy Dacus, and Phoebe Bridgers there recently. Great show. The entire place, there is no seating in there. That's kind of the thing that was surprising for some people. I don't know if you're getting a little older, I needed a place to sit down, but there is seating upstairs, but it's a great giant room, amazing sound. You can see the stage from everywhere, so it's just an amazing place to see a show, and it's a really great addition to the Madison music scene.
And another one that's new in Madison is the Winnebago. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that place is really great. If you're over on the east side, you might remember seeing the old Sons of Norway Lodge. And that has since been taken over by a group of young entrepreneurs, and they totally redid the entire interior. It looks fantastic. And it's kind of a smaller space. It's similar, if you've been to Art Inn in Madison, intimate place, space for about maybe 60 people. And they've totally put in this entire stage that's good for both music and theater. They've been having a lot of kind of cross-disciplinary shows in there. And so that's a really fantastic place to see a show as well. And they've been bringing in some really great programming. They have free jazz on Wednesday nights with some of the best players in Madison. So it's been a really fun to see that place take off and see the programming that they have been bringing in. And they're just getting started. It just opened a few months ago. So things will only be getting better and more active over there. So that's super exciting.
We have a caller with us. David is calling in from Milwaukee this morning. David, welcome to the morning show.
Hi, good morning.
Go ahead.
So the theater that I like is the Riverside Theater in Milwaukee. The best thing about it is actually their staff. There's two things that's awesome. Their staff is really awesome. We've all been working there for a really long time, and I go to a ton of shows, and they really just treat you like family. Sometimes security at places can kind of be your enemy, and they just want you to be safe and have fun. And like the second thing that's awesome about it is They have a really good bar setup where you can open a tab at any place in the venue, and they have a ton of bars everywhere, and then you can get a drink with your card open anywhere.
Okay, David, thanks for telling us about the Riverside Theater in Milwaukee. Allison, have you been there?
I actually have not. I don't get to Milwaukee as often as I should.
Okay. 800-642-1234. Tell us what your favorite music venue is. Where is your go-to place when you want to hear music, live music, here in the state of Wisconsin? You mentioned jazz, a free jazz show just a moment ago. Madison has a jazz club called Coda. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Cafe Coda is another kind of newer place. This is actually the second location for Cafe Coda. It opened on State Street a couple of years ago and then had to close because they're turning the building that it was in into a hotel. And so the owner, Hana John Taylor, who is a fantastic musician, a flutist, woodwind player, had been looking for a new spot to open the club and had had a couple locations that he had eyed during the interim when he was closed. And then finally opened up on Willie Street across from the co-op. And that's been a really, really great place. He's been doing some amazing youth programming there and bringing in some really big names in jazz. So I know that it's been really popular and a fantastic addition to the Madison music community, someplace that's totally dedicated to jazz.
I'm going to toss out a couple of places outside of Madison, and particularly for up in my end of Wisconsin, which is the northern tier. Of course, the most famous one is Lake Superior Big Top Chautauqua, which bills itself as the Carnegie Hall of Tent Shows. And another one, a natural amphitheater in Solon Springs, Lucius Woods Performing Arts Center. There's a lot of these all over the state of Wisconsin. Allison, tell us about some venues in the La Crosse area that people should check out.
Yeah, I grew up in La Crosse, so I love seeing music there. One of the kind of classic places, especially for younger music fans, is The Warehouse. That's been around for years and years and years downtown. It's an all ages alcohol free club, and they bring in punk acts and rock music. It's a good place for local bands to play. They've had some really big acts over the years. It's been run by a guy named Steve for as long as I can remember, and he's kind of put his heart and soul into this venue. It's this old historic space in kind of the 1800s downtown of La Crosse. I don't know if you've been. It's very picturesque, but it's covered with stickers and posters from all the bands, so it has a really cool look, and you can get right up to the stage, and it's a great place for people of all ages to enjoy music.
I've driven by it. I've never actually been in there. That area of La Crosse is quite picturesque and got that old school vibe to it. Wisconsin is we heard about all the big music festivals going on around the state, but Wisconsin has a really vibrant local music scene. Pretty much wherever you go around the state, there's something to see and hear, whether it's northern Wisconsin or Milwaukee or Madison, La Crosse, the Fox Valley, the Eau Claire area, wherever you go, there's always something going on, a lot of great local music. What is it, if I can get you to speculate for just a moment here, Allison, what do you think it is that that's driving this vibrancy that we're seeing in local music?
Well, I think, people always love music and people love making music. And I think that, it's become really accessible to connect with people either online or making time for creative pursuits. I think that especially, young people are really kind of motivated by that and want to make time for artistic pursuits kind of outside of work. And I think that there's a lot of community investment that encourages artists to create and connect and gives opportunities. There's music organizers that are providing platforms and performance opportunities. So I think it's a whole spectrum of people from, the fans to the performers to the organizers to the radio folks and the music journalists. I think there's just, it's always, music is so important to so many people, and it's so easy now to connect and produce, and there's so much culture surrounding, you know, all the different genres. I think right now we're just seeing an explosion in, you know, every kind of music that anyone could ever want, just because there's so much out there and so many people that are interested. So I think it's a great time, not only in Wisconsin, but everywhere.
Well, and it seems like this this is kind of coinciding with, and this is kind of an out there take, but it's kind of coinciding with the rise of craft breweries and craft distilleries. We've got craft music as well, people just deciding to get in there and make some stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess music has always been craft music, but I think even especially now, people are craving, you know, experiential entertainment. You know, with the shift in how people spend their time, I think people are seeking out things that make them think and feel and kind of send them to another place. And of course, music goes really, really well with craft beer and craft alcohol.
And I think that some of the venues, I know there's one here in Superior where I live. It's a brewery, and they always have music, and that's kind of how they sell their beer, I think. Allison, forced to choose, what is your favorite music venue in Wisconsin?
Oh, that's a great question. I really love the High Noon here in Madison. It's such a friendly place. The caller was talking about, you know, bar staff that really makes you feel like you're at home and kind of, you know, brings you on that experience with you. That's definitely the case there. It's like the perfect size for a venue. It's not too big, not too small. I've seen some truly amazing acts kind of grace that stage, and it's kind of a great place to see a band right before they get to the point where they'd be playing the Sylvie or the Orpheum or any of these bigger venues. So that one has a really special place in my heart. And, you know, in addition to bringing in really great national acts, it's always been a super friendly place for local artists to play and get on a bill with a really big act. So that's really exciting.
Well, it, you know, and you can always say, well, I heard them when they were at here, when they get really big. So you'll be able to hold that over your friends. Allison, the future of these music venues, how does it look to you? Is it bright? Are we going to continue to see this stuff go on?
I mean, it's tough because, you know, we have people across, you know, the spectrum of, you know, diehard music fans who will go to anything, and people who only go when it's someone that they really like or someone popular. And, you know, for a bigger place, I mean, that's a whole business operation. And I think that people will always come to the big shows because it is such a spectacle and it is so awesome. I'm not worried about smaller venues, but I definitely think that there's a responsibility on the part of a music fan to go out and play the cover and understand that this is so worth it.
Support your local musicians. Allison Geyer, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Allison Geyer, a writer at Isthmus, covering food and music. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. On this edition of Wisconsin Weekend, we're taking a tour of where to see and hear music around the state, including a brand new music venue in Wausau. Leslie Patterson is the co-owner of Whitewater Music Hall in Wausau, along with her sister, Kelly Ballard. Leslie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You opened Whitewater Music Hall with your sister about 2 weeks ago. Tell us your story. Why did you decide to establish this venue in Wausau?
Well, we hail from the lovely city of Austin, Texas. And so we have grown up having music around us all the time. And let's see, over a decade ago, my brother-in-law came up here for work. And that's how my sister and her family found the lovely town of Wausau. And so they've been coming and going between Wausau and Austin for the last decade. And then a few years ago, they finally committed to being up here. The quality of life is fantastic here. You know, we enjoy having the seasons, having a nice small community where everything is close. And then so they started looking for a place to create a business. And then we found the lovely Masonic, the old Masonic Lodge here in downtown Wausau. And it was a bigger space than what we were looking for. But as soon as we saw their old ceremony room, we knew that we had found our new music venue for Wausau.
But it originally wasn't going to just be a music venue, was it?
We always knew we would have music because we knew that we wanted to make music available, make it available and affordable for everyone to enjoy at all times, not to be something that you had to save up for to go to a big show. So we knew that that would be incorporated into whatever brewery and coffee operation we put together. But then when we saw the room here, our new space is fantastic. It's like half divided into our tap room, and then the other half will be the music hall.
Your first show is just over a week away. Who's the inaugural band?
Our first show next Saturday will be the High 48s and the Steam Machine. They both come from Minneapolis, and it'll be nice, high-powered bluegrass. And we'll have room in our music hall for people to sit or people to, there's tables to stand in the back, and there's plenty of room to dance and enjoy the music down front.
And your first couple of acts are going to be bluegrass, but you're going to feature more than just that going forward. What are you looking to produce there?
We want to represent all types of music. We have some funk coming up from New Orleans. We'll bring in the blues. We'll bring in some rock. We'll bring in whatever Wausau wants to hear. All of our guests here at the bar have already recommended so many good bands. But fortunately, our booking agent is a banjo player, so he has all those sorts of connections, and he's bringing that kind of music to us. But we want all kinds of music, all kinds of art available to everyone.
You are in the old Masonic Lodge. How the Masons reacted to you using their old meeting space?
They're very happy. They're slowly coming to visit us. A few come every day, and they're happy to see what we've done with the space because their building is perfectly located between downtown and the river. And so we put two big, beautiful windows on the south side, and now it faces out over the river and towards Rib Mountain. And they're pleased to see the view, and they're looking forward to the fact that we're keeping their building in the community. We're not getting rid of it. We're repurposing it, and that gives us the opportunity to bring something new to Wausau, but then still respect, the heritage that they've held here for so long.
Leslie Patterson, thanks for coming in and talking about this new music space, the Whitewater Music Hall in Wausau. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Leslie Patterson is the co-owner of Whitewater Music Hall in Wausau, along with her sister Kelly Ballard. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story for Father's Day.
Learning to ride a bike can be a milestone in a person's life. Lately, WPR producer and local dad, Brad Kohlberg, has been thinking about when he first learned how to ride a bike, teaching his daughter to ride, and what biking has meant to his family over the years, all because of a song he recently heard.
There's a band that I've followed on and off since college called Pedro the Lion, and they released a new song a while back called Yellow Bike. It's about getting your first bike and how the world opens up when you learn to ride it. It was a blast of nostalgia for me. It made me think of my first bike, my dad helping me learn to ride, me helping my daughter, and how important bike rides have been for my family over the years.
On a desert Christmas morning, 1981.
I got my first bike on my 6th birthday, a red Murray brand with chrome handlebars and chunky black tires. A bike for popping wheelies and doing sweet jumps. I loved it.
My first two-wheel bicycle stood by the tree. My heart thumping in my chest. Though I tried, I couldn't ride one yet.
The other neighborhood kids rode their bikes around in a little pack all day, and I really wanted to join. But I was embarrassed of the training wheels. So I begged, and my dad took them off, and I ran around pushing my bike beside me, trying to keep up with him. I couldn't.
Out on a street, when my dad let go of the seat.
During practice sessions, my dad ran alongside me, gave me a nudge and let go of the seat. I'd coast, try to pedal, crash into the neighbor's mailbox. I even ran over my little brother one day when he wandered into my path and I couldn't steer around him. Sorry, Dave.
But I remember what it was like astride my yellow bike. First freedom, second life, all the places I could ride.
A friend had a bike that was smaller than mine, and my feet could easily touch the ground when I sat on it, which made it easier to coast. I'd ease down my driveway on his bike with my feet dangling to see how far I could go. One afternoon, I put my feet up and started pedaling, and I took off. I was riding. I still feel a little sad that my dad was at work when it finally happened. Sorry, Dad. But I didn't look back. The neighborhood became infinite. A motocross track, a battlefield, a movie set. All the money I made at my first job picking sweet corn went to building better bikes for bigger jumps. And I spent every summer day riding around town with my friends until I got to high school, when it became kid stuff, like overnight. My BMX gathered dust and was forgotten. Fast forward 25 years, and I was running beside my daughter in the church parking lot up the street as she learned to ride her first bike.
Okay, you ready? One, two, three. Go, go, go!
I gave her a nudge, let go of the seat, and watched her pull away from me and turn the corner out of sight. Now she's almost 14, and my old bag of tricks doesn't really work anymore. Legos, backyard baseball, trips to the playground. But she still rides around the neighborhood with me after dinner.
Dad, how long have you been videoing?
We talk a lot while we ride, and sometimes we keep the conversation going with some ice cream afterward. It's the greatest. So when I heard that Pedro the Lion song, you know what I did? I went out and got myself a new BMX bike. A bike for popping wheelies and doing sweet jumps. Because sometimes dads and kids aren't that different. And I feel like a kid when I ride it, with my daughter beside me. It's the greatest.
I trade my kingdom for someone to ride with.
Brad Kohlberg is a producer for WPR in Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Wisconsin Life is a part of our weekly edition of Wisconsin Weekend here on The Morning Show. What's happening in your part of the state that could reach all corners of Wisconsin? Send your ideas for Wisconsin Weekend to mornings@WPR.org. That's mornings@WPR.org. And we'll explore your tip for a Wisconsin Weekend program. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.